So welcome to the seventh part of the second phase of Pax Europiana about the European tasks that are important now for a new European peace order. Actually not a new one, but the same one, but working better, reformed and adopted. And now I will talk about the Republic of Kosovo and why it's important for the European institutions and the European member states to support the Republic of Kosovo in its quest for getting the final missing recognitions by Spain, by Greece, by Cyprus, by Romania, and by the Slovak Republic. And why it's utterly unacceptable that these five countries have not recognized Kosovo up to now. Let's go back into history. There was a terrible suppressive regime of Milosevic in Yugoslavia, and they have tried to do, and in several cases done, ethnic genocide, and they have cracked down very, very hard, obviously, in Kosovo. And then the international community has intervened in 1999, has liberated the territory, has allowed the people to live in safety and security ever since, and has allowed the refugees which were pushed in the amount of a million already out into Macedonia and Albania to return, and has established the UNMIK system and later also the independence supported. You know, it's not that Kosovo alone has done the independence, it's us who have supported it. Yeah? Also the recognition of the liberation and the recognition of Kosovo, this was done definitely by the Western powers. There's no doubt about it. It was a NATO intervention who is liberated, and it was a Western diplomatic effort to recognize. But suddenly, in the year 2011, then when the first supervision phase of the independence was over, and then started this effort to start a dialogue with Serbia. For me, from the beginning, this was very confusing. How really to expect a dialogue between the former colonial master and the victim to be very successful? Obviously, you know, some technical things have to be checked, yeah? But Kosovo basically was reinvented from scratch. Yeah? There was no need for data from Serbia because you do this modern administration from the scratch with new methods. Yeah, obviously, you know, some issues like border management and infrastructure links. And, you know, there's hundreds of things which have technically to be solved. And some of them have already been solved. But it's a normal situation between two countries who shared a common past. A tragic past, but they have this separation and divorce agreements, and obviously we should help. But that this dialogue is a condition for recognition by Slovakia and by Romania or Cyprus or Greece or Spain is utterly a ridiculous concept. And you know, then you give basically the leverage, blackmail power, the decision-making power about the next status of a recognition towards Belgrade. And since 2014, when there is a very assertive and also capable Serbian president or prime minister at that stage in power, who is bent to draw back time, and if he could, would go into another settlement, not the independence, and if he could, he would do some kind of federation or whatever he wants, or basically fulfill the old dream of Milosevic. A country, yes, but people know. That is basically the thing. Because as you see how they treat the minorities of Albanians in Serbia proper, in the southern territories of Preševo, you don't see a lot of respect for really a European level of minority rule. So the alternatives is anyhow not existing, and it would be quite a terrible one, which we certainly cannot improve. So coming back to the point, it's the European and American responsibility to get this recognition done. And this is one of the seven parameters. The European Union very much can contribute. Obviously, America is the lead superpower of the West and the world. And it can talk, hopefully, now. And even Trump has actually achieved the Israeli recognition of Kosovo. That for that he has to be respected. But it's the European Union which is transferring now under in the corona crisis 90 billion under alone the title of sure, but several other amounts of redistribution all over it, 750, which is going mainly also to the countries who are the non-recognizers. Spain is a major beneficiary of this generosity, also Greece, also Romania, obviously also Slovakia. And now the question is, And that's a very serious question. Is it fine that we as European taxpayers transfer such a level of generosity in solidarity because we believe in the European Solidarity Union? And I personally very much believe so. But then we cannot ask our countries to be solidary, to show solidarity when it comes to NATO membership issue of Ireland and of Sweden, of Austria, but also not of Kosovo recognition of by Spain or Slovakia, Romania, Cyprus, yeah, and Greece. This is quite astonishing for me, and I really cannot accept it. So we should condition the reimbursement of these funds by the fact that they fall in line with our foreign policy, because it's the common foreign policy. Most of the Europeans, if you count them together, and the lead power, which is protecting Greece and Cyprus all the time, you know, this, and Romania is a strategic ally of America. Slovakia boasts to be a strategic ally of Germany. You know, this is really quite astonishing for me that we cannot ask them for the recognition of Kosovo. And actually we should. The same is true when it comes to the candidate countries. Bosnia wants now to be NATO country and also wants to be EU candidate country. Yes, recognize Kosovo, please, first. The same for Ukraine, Moldova and Georgia. Absolutely, it's a condition to join NATO. It's a condition which maybe you say only me has stipulated. But I tell you, we liberated and recognized and rebuilt Kosovo for a reason. We are not fools. Please, it's not up to Ukraine to decide all these issues. Yeah, you know, if you want to be a sovereign country alone, then don't join the European Union. We have a common foreign policy. You know, you can say, oh, but we have not totally recognized Kosovo, so that's not the EU policy. But please, give me a break. That's absolutely insincere and insecure and not true. Because all the main countries and most of the smaller countries and in all over 100 countries in the world have recognized Kosovo. So what's the specific insight in the Serbian-Kosovo question which Ukraine or Spain can offer? I don't see it. The situation is obviously in Ukraine and in Georgia and in Moldova that they're very concerned that Putin will criticize them for this comparison between Kosovo and Crimea. But I repeat again, the human rights violations and the apartheid and the genocide was happening before the NATO intervention in Kosovo. And everything on problems on human rights, which is happening now against the Crimean Tatars and against the Ukrainians in Crimea, is happening after the Crimea intervention and aggression and occupation and these illegal acts of Russia. So compare it, but compare it concretely. Russia is a hostile power. If you care so much for their opinion, then maybe join the Russian world back again. If you want to join our world, the Western world, NATO and EU-led, then please recognize Kosovo. And this is so much for sure and for the question of recognition. But I want to attach it again. This is the responsibility of the European Union leadership to ask this question to all the countries and also to lead the debate about Kosovo recognition when it comes to UNESCO, where we were not united the last time in the votes, yeah, when Kosovo was rejected, yeah, Interpol, and all these other things. And I remind everybody, don't forget that it was Serbia voting with Russia and China against the Crimea resolution at the UN. So when it comes to compliance about foreign policy, it's absolutely that Serbia is not in line with our common foreign security policy. And, you know, I can understand there might be some ancient kind of solidarity along religious lines between Romania and between Greece and Cyprus with Serbia. I understand history very well. Good, but think about it. Are you in a kind of ancient Orthodox kind of solidarity union or are you in the European Union? If, then please ask Serbia to transfer you the Schurm billions and then have fun with the Russians. Yeah? If you want to have our money, if you want to be in our common market, in our customs union, in our defense alliance, secured by the 6th Navy in the Mediterranean, by the American protection, then please, yeah, could you also fall in line and do this kind favor to the new President Biden? Because see the facts, yeah. the Americans have liberated America, and it is exactly the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, not the one of Trump, but the one of George Bush and the one of his father, obviously, and of Bob Dole, who has liberated Kosovo. The Germans, the Italians, and the Austrians, we would have maybe talked about it, making a podcast that didn't exist in 99. But, you know, I was also calling for the intervention, but we have no assets to back it up. It was American firepower who liberated Kosovo. It was not the UÇK. It was not the Italians. It was not the Germans. On that, you should also remember how the Green and even Schröder at that time backed up the American-led intervention of NATO to liberate because of human rights consideration. There was that Schröder as well, not only the one funded by Gazprom. Anyhow, I digress. What I call for is to have a very clear partnership for peace, for NATO, and I don't want anybody of the Slovaks, of the Spanish, or of the Greeks, and of the Romanians to reject that. And we do it quite simple in an agreement, Cyprus and Kosovo together to join partnership for peace. I'm sure Turkey will be in favor of that one as well. And so we do a package led by America, supported by all the Europeans, and step by step also all five non-recognizers and the Eastern Partnership and the Western Balkan countries to recognize. And then when we have done that by 2022, and then we go in the next level and make this kind of dialogue, but with the euro and the NATO accession of both countries simultaneously, and also the WTO accession, obviously. So these three steps must be simultaneously. Bosnia matters very much in that one as well. So the three countries together join WTO in 22. And there is also Kosovo already in the partnership. So there's equality. So then they join and they move together towards the level where we can offer also euro adoption to Serbia as the price for peace and mutual recognition. And then after that happened, also NATO application of Serbia, and moving then towards European Union and all three countries, Bosnia, Serbia and Kosovo, together in 2029. This is the policy which we should have, and not making everything dependent on the dialogue. And I'm confident, the new president, there is probably no European or American politician, definitely not of any of the more important ones, who knows Kosovo and Serbia and Bosnia so well as Joe Biden. I mean, he was instrumental for the intervention in Bosnia already. He was instrumental for the intervention in Kosovo. He knows very much the players. He knows the conflict. He knows the history. And I really wonder if some young Spanish... also the Spanish prime minister knows Kosovo quite well. He even has been there and worked there. So the situation is we really have to show more unity. And when it comes about European unification and what I call Pax Europiana, if we cannot really agree on things which are already 20 years ago settled with the victory in the Kosovo War, then I wonder what kind of unity and what kind of union we want to be. And I understand that every country has its own foreign policy perspective in a bit, but that you somehow project your own fragilities of Cyprus, of Slovakia with Hungary, of this Catalonian question, and you project it totally out of the context, towards Kosovo and Serbia, a total different. That would then mean that you, as a Spanish democracy, are basically a failed socialist dictatorship of Milosevic of 99. Do you want that we start to compare your countries with Milosevic dictatorship of socialist variation of the year 99? Good. I don't think you want that. And the same is for all the countries who are now luckily, happily in the European Union. I cannot think that anybody seriously wants to compare your situation in Romania or Slovakia with the situation of this terrible dictatorship of 99 Yugoslavia. And if you only see the world politics in the context of the interwar years or World War II constellations, then I'm really very sorry to inform you, or lucky to inform you, that we live in the year 2021 and the times have changed, and the constellations have changed. if you support Serbia for some kind of heroism of Tito or some kind of block-free world, glorification of what he did in the socialist kind of alliance of the block-free world, then, you know, really are not arrived in the year 2021. Yeah? And I'm very sorry for you if you are one of the persons who is in responsibility or interested. Yeah? So ultimately, what we have to do is to see also, I have made the case very clear for UNESCO and also for the Council of Europe and also for all the other organizations where Kosovo unfortunately is still not member when it comes to the sub-organizations of the United Nations and obviously the United Nations as well. I have made that a point in the UN reform and enlargement item already. So these are, I think, the most important points, and I call on the European institutions to lead the recognition campaign and to condition it financially for the countries who we support so generously, and to remind everybody also on a moral point, also Spain was very poor. It's now important to support Kosovo, and the way to support Kosovo is by the EU candidate status, by the Partnership for Peace, and also then by WTO membership, and these are the most important, leading to NATO membership in this Big Bang enlargement in 2024, which I argue for, and to make sure that we have these 12 new countries, new allies in NATO. If Serbia doesn't want, well, it's their choice. Yeah? They can join 5 years later or 5 years later or 5 years later when they are ready. But Kosovo will be in 2024 in NATO, and that opens the way for EU membership. And Bosnia, obviously, already in 2021, in this year, to be member of that great alliance. That's so far to the topic of Kosovo and Kosovo recognition. Now I close this second phase, and I will come to the Southeastern European structures and their enlargement and the effect that, that will have and what should happen in that respect. Thanks a lot for phase two and for your intention, and I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.